rocking at the Reno Club with Macy kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and McShane. Parker, President, Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine. Live from 12th Street in Kansas City, where Macy took up the ivories and Big Joe Turner shouted the blues, it's 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Joe Cartwright, Tyrone Clark, and Tommy Ruskin on the bandstand, along with the lovely Jenny Greenberry, and yours truly, David Bassey. This week, we celebrate the birthday of jazz saxophonist Coleman Hawkins with our special guest, Jim Mayer. And now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump host, Pearl Thanksgiving McDonald's, and Pete Turkey Weber. Oh. Yay!
Yay!
Gobble gobble, Pete. Gobble gobble.
Oh, you know, welcome back to another fantastic hour with us. We're glad you joined us.
Very happy to have you here.
Not only are we joined by the lovely Jenny Greenberry today.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Hello. Yes, that is a full circle moment for me. But, you know, we're getting thankful this time of year.
Yes, we are.
We miss Nedra.
We do. And
she will return at some point.
Yes, and we'll be, you know, happy. But, hey, we got Jenny. We've got the band.
A good show on it.
Let's have a good show. Now, Pete, I am aware that you are a big film buff, and I heard that new Thor movie did pretty well at the box office.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, ticket sales were helped by fans of the movie Hangover, who thought Thor was about getting hammered.
No. You know, Colorado voters approved a 25% sales tax on all recreational marijuana sales in the state. You know, they heard the news, recreational marijuaners actually said, whoa, there was an election?
Now let's get the music started with Joe Cartwright and the band with a Vernon Duke tune that Coleman Hawkins recorded, April in Paris. one more time.
We got the best band in the business, man. You know that?
Not tonight.
Every time. Now this week, we celebrate the birthday of Coleman Hawkins. Born just a few miles north of here in St. Joseph, Missouri, Hawkins started playing saxophone when he was 9. By the time he turned 14, Coleman was playing in bands all over eastern Kansas and western Missouri. Settling in New York City in 1923, he joined Fletcher Henderson's orchestra, where he remained until 1934, doubling on clarinet and bass saxophone. And during his time with Henderson, Hawkins became a star soloist while recording a series of small group sessions and several solo recordings.
Coleman Hawkins was featured in one of the first interracial jazz bands when he joined band leader Benny Goodman for a recorded session at Columbia in 1934. Hawkins toured Europe in the 30s, performing and recording with Django Reinhardt and Benny Carter in Paris. Following his return to the States, he recorded the pop standard, Body and Soul. The song became a landmark recording for the swing era, considered by many to be the next step in jazz recording after Louis Armstrong's West End Blues.
Hawkins led a combo on Manhattan's 52nd Street that featured Thelonious Monk, Oscar Pettiford, Miles Davis and Max Roach as sidemen. And this was considered by many the first ever bebop recording sessions. He toured with jazz at the Philharmonic, dividing his time between New York and Europe, where Hawkins made numerous freelance recordings. He recorded with Coltrane, Max Roach, and Sonny Rollins, who considered Coleman Hawkins his main influence.
We are going to spend the next hour playing some of the tunes Coleman Hawkins made famous. To help us get that done, we're going to need a great sax player, and that would be our special guest and 12th Street Jump friend, Jim Mayer.
Welcome back to the show, Jim.
What a treat to be here, Pete. Thank you.
You're a poet. You didn't know it.
That's true. I am.
And you consider this to be a treat? We like having you here. Now, Coleman Hawkins, he kind of redefined the sax.
He sure did. Well, with his landmark recording, as you mentioned, Body and Soul, basically lifted the saxophone out of the novelty arena right into legitimacy as an instrument that could be taken seriously.
And this guy, you know, he goes from a period of swing into, you know, laying groundwork for bebop. What a landmark guy he was, and at a time, and so instrumental in that movement.
Well, he sure was. As a swing player, a big band player, and like you said, laying the groundwork for bebop, you can definitely hear that in his approach, his melodic approach to the instrument and the language.
You said something cool. You said you can hear in the greats the history in their sound.
Well, I think all of the great players, the history of their instrument is funneled through their horn. You take someone like Wynton Marsalis, he can demonstrate basically any musician, any trumpet player that's come along, and all the great innovators on the saxophone would be the same way. You hear the history of American music and their instrument, the instrument coming through their horn.
And you're a jazz educator. Do you promote that amongst your students?
I sure do. You know, a lot of students think that jazz began, you know, 10 years ago. They just consider stuff like Coleman Hawkins just old, irrelevant music. And so we do spend a lot of time digging back to the beginnings of jazz.
And we do that here on 12th Street Jump, and we bring great artists like you on, so let's get you playing some music. And before we get that going, Joe Cartwright, professor, keyboards himself. Professor, what are we going to prescribe to our audience first?
Well, Pete, this is a great classic standard. It happens to be one of my personal favorites that Coleman Hawkins just happened to record. So here's Moonglow.
Jim Mayer.
And now for you jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice, 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah Montel and Judge Judy all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you with your problems, hey, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
A resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
is your patient's wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Okay, Dr. Pearl, our first letter is from Rob in Toronto. He writes, Dear Dr. Pearl, are you videotaping this? If you are, I deny everything I'm about to say on the advice of my attorney and crack dealer, but not necessarily in that order. How am I supposed to know someone is always standing in front of me with a camera? I can't even see my shoes. And you know, we do things differently in Canada, eh? I wasn't smoking crack, eh? I was, using a pipe to keep my lips from freezing. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Can you help me, Dr. Pearl? Oh, and I never sent this letter, okay?
Rob. Can I help you? I think there's 12 steps you need to take, but I'm gonna give you some other advice to see if we can get you moving in the right direction, man. You were denying until they roll the tape. How can your lungs inhale when you are so out of shape? It's time for help, Rob. Go quickly, eh? Not slowly. And take the job that's meant for you. World's largest hockey goalie.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
You really need to diet.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
And the Mounties, they won't buy it.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
No more drunken stupors. Just keep quiet. Pour some maple syrup on it?
All right, eh? I mean, our next letter is from a lady who says she's already in line for Black Friday. Oh, she writes, Dear Dr. Pearl, Merry Christmas. I know it's early, but the mall has had decorations up since Easter of last year. You know, I don't mind that the stores are open on Thanksgiving because I ate my turkey on the 4th of July when they were cheap. You know, I got a leftover leg in my pocket in case I get hungry. I wonder if that's why that homeless guy keeps smiling at me. Have you finished your shopping, Dr. Pearl?
No, I have not, and that's not a homeless guy. That's just some poor man whose wife sent him out on Halloween to get in line. Now, I will give you what you need, and that's advice about the shopping holidays. Black Friday's Thursday, store owners think it's bold. Now, employees eat their turkey on Sunday when it's cold. You must be frugal. Be careful with what you spend. But if you stand in line too long, you'll need to buy Depends.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Give the employees some say.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Or this thing just won't go away.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Next year, Black Labor Day? Why don't you go ho, ho, ho?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
So if you've got problems, Dr. Pearl's playing your song. And if you're having a good time, there's no better place to be. Stay here. There's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump. Thank you.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides Coleman Hawkins, we celebrate the birthday this week of one of the greatest lyricists in American popular music, Johnny Mercer. Born in 1909 in Savannah, Georgia, Mercer's exposure to black music was unique among white songwriters of his generation. Moving to New York City in 1928, Mercer won a contest to sing with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. Later, he teamed up with Hoagie Carmichael to write his first published songs.
In 1938, Johnny Mercer wrote Jeepers Creepers with Harry Warren, a hit for his boyhood idol, Louis Armstrong. He began writing with Harold Arlen, a partnership that would give birth to classics from That Old Black Magic to Come Rain or Come Shine.
Skylark, Satin Doll, Autumn Leaves, Moon River, all boast lyrics by Johnny Mercer. He was one of the founders of Capitol Records, where he signed Nat King Cole to his first recording contract. And Mercer counted 4 Academy Awards for Best Song among his more than 1,500 compositions.
Wow.
There's even a postage stamp with his picture on it.
Here's our own David Bassey to sing a Harold Arlen tune with some classic Johnny Mercer lyrics. One for my baby and one more for the road.
It's 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I've got a little story you ought to know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Give me one for my baby, one more for the road. I've got the routine, put another nickel in the machine. I've been feeling so bad. Won't you make the music dreamy and sad? I could tell you a lot, but I know you've got to be true to your code. Give me one for my baby, one more for the road. I bet you wouldn't know it, I'm a kind of poet, I've got a lot of things to say. Yeah, Joe, listen to me, I'm feeling sad and gloomy, I wanna be here till the break of day. Thank you. I bet you wouldn't know it. I'm a kind of poet. I've got a lot of things to say. Yeah, Joe, listen to me. I'm feeling sad and gloomy. I want to be here till the break of day. That's how it goes. I bet you're getting anxious, anxious to close. I want to say thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. This torch that I found, oh, must be drowned, or I fear I'll explode. But give me one for my baby. Oh, oh, give me a one for my baby. Give me a one for my baby. One more for the road.
And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think 60 Minutes had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Miley Cyrus got stoned in Europe. That made her agent mad.
I'm mad.
Miley lit up in Amsterdam. And her manager wasn't glad.
I'm not glad.
And the pundits all agreed.
We agreed.
That maybe her twerking ain't so bad.
It's not so bad.
It's bad. It's bad.
I'm not a football bully.
No.
Says Richie Incognito. You know he wants his old job back, but that's an act the league will likely veto. 'Cause this guy is more annoying than a 300-pound mosquito.
Toronto is a crackhead and a cad. Anthony Weiner's wife remarked, he doesn't sound that bad.
Cher may be 67, but she's still one fine John Juice. Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Coleman Hawkins recorded this tune with fellow sax man Ben Webster. Now here's Jim Mayer and the band to play Tangerine. Thank you. about Joe Cartwright, Jim Mayer, Tyrone Clark, Tommy Ruskin.
You walk like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper, kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz.
So if you like jazz like we like jazz, then check out this week's CD releases, and we go to David Bassey to find out what's going on in the world of jazz. David?
You know what? I'll tell you what's going on in the world of jazz. Tommy Ruskin's going on in the world
of
jazz.
That's what I'm saying.
The grand master of Kansas City drumming. Played with Jay McShann, Claude Williams, Pete Iye, Frank Smith, all the greats. And he's here on our show tonight, and that's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely.
Hey, how about Fog?
Tell me more.
Try Sessions. Fog. Sounds like your kind of album.
I do always try.
Yeah. Get the bong out, listen to a little bit of that. Oh, excuse me. Are we on? No.
What?
Fog, Try Sessions. It's a new one out, Volume 1. And a beautiful looking album. You can find it online, fogtrisessions.com. And Robert Glasper, an experiment that he's done. This is the second one. It's called Black Radio 2, where he teams up with jazz musicians and artists like Common, Brandy, Snoop Dogg, Norah Jones, Faith Evans, Anthony Hamilton, and different kind of mixes on the jazz thing.
That is different.
Robert Glasper on Blue Note.
Cool. And it was about 5 years ago today, I said full circle with Jenny Greenberry.
Yeah.
We were in a British murder mystery.
Really?
At the American Heartland Theater, a fantastic venue in this very city that just said goodbye.
Yeah.
It's awesome honoring the things that were so good that bring us to where we are today, you know?
Jenny was about 14 then, wasn't she?
That is not true at all.
I wish.
Now, besides Coleman Hawkins and Johnny Mercer, this week we celebrate birthdays of free-thinking trombonist Roswell Rudd, Ornette Coleman's sparring partner, trumpeter Don Cherry, and reed man Vincent Herring, as well as arranger and pianist Jeff Keezer. We remember the great band leader Tommy Dorsey on his birthday this week, along with Johnny Mercer collaborator Hoagy Carmichael. And a happy birthday to three prominent ladies of jazz, drummer Cindy Blackman, big band vocalist June Christie, and one of the best-selling piano vocalists of all time, the lovely Diana Krall.
Uh-huh.
Go to our website, 12thstreetjump.com, to learn more. Check out our Blues in the News channel on YouTube. And don't go anywhere, because there's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
You live like jazz.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This joint is jumping, it's really jumping. Come in, cats, and check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping.
The joint's always jumping at blues and jazz clubs near you. So this week, check out Soul Track Union at Copper Blues in Phoenix. If you're in Beantown, don't miss the Tough Love Trio at the Acton Jazz Cafe. And Miami Jazz fans, get over to the Avenue D Jazz Lounge for Mel Dancy and Leonard Rutledge.
For a unique jazz experience, Atlanta fans should find their way to the Elliott Street Pub for the Odd Trio. In Albany, New York, the place to be for great jazz is 9 Maple Avenue. For the John Savage Quartet.
The jazz junkies bring their addiction to Mario's Place in Riverside, California, while the Mel Brown Quartet will be turning heads at Jimmy Mac's in Portland, Oregon. And right here in Kansas City, join us at Unity Temple on the Plaza on Wednesday the 27th for a special edition of 12th Street Jump, featuring internationally renowned vocalist Kevin Mahogany. So no matter where you are, get out and support your local jazz and blues scene, because that's where it's always jumping.
Here's Jim Merrick with a Duke Ellington tune that Coleman Hawken recorded for the Verb label in the late 40s, Sophisticated Lady. Jim Mayer.
Boom. River, wider than a mile. I'm crossing you in style someday.
That is my favorite Johnny Mercer song from my favorite Audrey Hepburn movie, Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah, you know, speaking of food, did you know Johnny Mercer originally wrote that song as a jingle for a deli?
Jingle for a deli? Isn't that the name of an Italian stripper?
No, I'm serious. You know, a lot of Johnny Mercer's songs started out as commercials, like this one for a fast food joint.
Hooray for hamburgers. Those chewy, cheesy, gooey hamburgers. Our buns are white or wheat or pumpernickel. Add a pickle. And do you want that with fries?
That jingle needs some special sauce.
You know, that's when he moved on to coffee shops. Without much luck.
That cold black coffee really tastes like swill. Try the soda of some Zinfandel.
And that jingle is definitely not a grande.
Oh, poor Johnny. He even tried doing a jingle about vegetables.
Our green beans are grand when you get them canned. You can eat them cold or heat them in the pan.
That does not make me go gaga for green beans.
No, me neither. You know, luckily, Mercer finally found a place that was a good match for his jingles. It was a deli in his hometown of Savannah, Georgia.
A southern deli. What did they serve?
Ask David. He ate there.
Well, they have kosher grits and my favorite deep-fried matzo balls.
Deep-fried matzo balls.
You mean you've never heard of hush puppies?
Chopped liver, herring on the side. Try tuna fish on rice someday.
Come in, try these potato latkes.
Everything's kosher. I'm so sure.
Oi, man.
Cheese, princess, and gefilte fish. A nice potato knish. Have three.
The rest rooms you'll find in the rear.
Bagels with a schmear.
A deli tray, my dear. Chopped liver for me.
Here's Jenny to sing a classic Harold Arlen tune with lyrics by Johnny Mercer, Come Rain or Come Shine.
Nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river. Come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't should be fine. Days may be cloudy or sunny. We're in or we're out of the money. But I'm with you always. I'm with you, rain or shine. Rain or shine. Rain or shine. I'm with you, rain or shine. Rain or shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine, happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny.
Gentlemen, that is our show for helping us celebrate the music of Coleman Hawkins. Give it up for our special guest, Jim Mayer.
Yeah. And keep it going for the 12th Street Band. We had Tommy Ruskin on the drums this week. Yeah. Mike Warren will be back. We had Tyrone Clark on bass. Yeah. Musical director Joe Cartwright on the keyboard. And how about the lovely Jenny Greenberry?
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. And Nikki will be back, as well as the lovely David Bassey with his loveliness.
Had help from audio engineers Chad Mice and Paul Malinowski, production assistant Brenda Hayes, and director Ian York. This week's show was written by Paul Seaburn and the gang.
12th Street Jump is produced by Theater League, enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. We'd like to thank TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now don't forget to like us on Facebook at 12th Street Jump. Follow me on Twitter at all big letters 12th Street Pete, and sign up on our website, 12thstreetjump.com.
Join us next week for a show from the 12th Street Jump Archives as we celebrate the birthday of composer Billy Strayhorn with our special guest, Todd Wilkinson. Until then, I am Pearl Rivera's McDonald.
And I'm Pete Weber. We'll see you next week on 12th Street, where it's always
jumping!